Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Karina Pereira and this is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. On today's episode, and it has a really long title, I'll bring you a list of books written by trans authors with trans characters, and yes, this is related to what has been going on in the Harry Potter fandom and J.K. Rowling's tweets. So tighten your seatbelts and let's get to business. I've been a Harry Potter fan since I was about 13. I first read the books because a friend recommended them to me, and it's the series that has been with me the longest. I never questioned my love for Harry Potter because even in the years I didn't read the books or didn't engage so much with the fandom, it was always there. I felt it was almost a part of my identity. In a way, I even kept the tag Ravenclaw in all my social media. In the last year or so, maybe it's been longer, but at least in the last year, Rowling has been tweeting things that, coming from someone who wrote 7 books about characters which are oppressed and how they fight against their oppressor, is kind of showing her face there as becoming an oppressor herself. Especially because so many of us who grew up with the series saw the series as something to hold on to in hopeless times. I have no doubt that this series have saved lives. The fact that JK now decides to say these things about trans people who are already a very targeted minority is baffling. And to be honest, I don't care how much I love Harry Potter or how much people used to look up to JK, this is not alright. Also, the arguments she came up with are weak, because it's the same old men will take advantage of new toilet policies to assault women, and it's a shite argument, and it's disingenuous, and again, only serves to justify hating on trans people and making the life of trans people even more difficult. And one more thing, J.K. Rowling could do whatever she wants to do without bringing it into a huge platform. Even after shit went down, she continued to use Twitter to mock trans people, claiming scientific facts that simply aren't backed up by any serious scientific community. Trans women are women, and while you may want to create a group of, for example, abuse survivors with only cis women, which to me seems exclusionary, but okay, you do you, saying that trans women would make those spaces less safe because they have a penis is laughable. So sure, you can have a group of cis women, lesbian women, asexual women, talking about their own problems, but claiming that people who menstruate are women and that trans women are not women isn't just transphobic, it's despicable. She could be out there helping cis women and leaving trans women out of her tweets, but she just had to go there over and over again. Also, you can find a lot of info on sex and gender online by people who actually know what they're talking about. So if you think JK's comments were factual and not, you know, transphobic, there are scientists ready to teach you about it in ways that I, and certainly Rowling, can. Anyway, I'm not going to spend more energy on JK. I still think that Harry Potter belongs to the fandom, and if the stories give you comfort, read them. Just keep in mind, and I'm not shaming anyone for still enjoying Harry Potter, as I know how much the series means to some of us. Just keep in mind that the author is harming trans people, and that it's time to stop supporting her. If you want to go as far as getting rid of your Harry Potter merchandise, it's always a good idea to donate the money you get to orgs which will help trans people, and I will leave a link to some of those orgs on the show's notes. Or you can just go to allabouttrans.org.uk, for example, and I'll even let you go now. Listen, if I lose listeners because they left to support trans people, I'm fine with that. Now, on to the books. Unfortunately, I haven't read a lot of books by and about trans people. Before 2017, the lack of diversity on my own bookshelf was astronomical, so I'm still making up for that, but I have made the list that I want to add to my to-be-read, so if you're also looking forward to supporting trans authors and to read more about trans people, here are a few books you can pick up right away. If I Was Your Girl by Meredith Russo. I loved Birthday by the same author, and I actually talked about it a few episodes back, and I recommended it in the last bonus episode. And while Birthday should definitely be an addition to your to-be-read, I am really looking forward to get into this one as well. It tells the story of Amanda, who is a trans girl, finding herself in the position of wanting to let herself into a new relationship, and all the conversations about the past that this relationship eventually will lead to, and the consequences they can bring. Felix Ever After by Kason Callender. I already ordered this book, but due to COVID-19, it hasn't yet arrived into Dutch ground. So I'm going to have to wait a bit before I can read it, since I have no idea when it will finally come in. But I'm a patient person, and I have a long to-be-read to get through. And this is another one I'm super excited to read. It's a young adult romance, and Felix, the main character, is a black queer transgender. And as far as I can tell by the blurb, it's about self-love, and we're all here for self-love. Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas. This book is a fantasy story about Yadriel, whose traditional Latinx family has trouble accepting his gender, and because of that, he wants to prove he is a real wizard or brujo. So when he tries to make a ritual to prove this, he ends up summoning Julian, the school's bad boy, who now wants Yadriel to help him tie some loose ends he left untied. I mean, I am terrified of ghosts, and yet I'm down for this. The blurb alone is chef's kiss. Pet by Akaweke Emezi. This book is fantasy, so it's perfect for those who love fantasy, and a lot of it is about adults not really believing or wanting to believe teenagers, and then I'm guessing, of course, that the teenagers prove them wrong. It's also about culture and tradition, and about becoming free of those when they don't serve you, and I love this sort of story. The main character is transgender, but that's not really the theme of the book. Which is great, because we also need transgender characters in books where being transgender is not what the book is about. Redefining Realness by Janet Mock. Mock is a journalist, and this is a memoir about her childhood and youth, while also offering some information to non-trans readers who would like to know more about trans rights. Mock is a black woman, so there's a lot in it about race, gender oppression. Letters for My Sisters, edited by Deanne Thornton and Andrea James. This book is an anthology by and for transgender women with various stories of transition, childhood, and it starts with the premise of what if I could write just one letter to someone beginning transition or to your pre-transition self? I'm really curious about this one because it feels so damn personal and it feels like we can learn so much by listening to personal stories. I think personal stories are actually the way you can better understand what it is like to be the other. For my last book on this list, I chose a Dutch one, which is Welcome by the Club by Thomas van der Meer. I read this one, and it's actually between fiction and non-fiction because it's a memoir, but it really reads as fiction. It's very easy to read, so even if your Dutch isn't perfect, you can do it. I usually only listen to non-fiction, and yet I read this one pretty easily. It's also quite fun because van der Meer has a knack for making even super weird situations humorous. So I highly recommend this one. I'm going to leave the list of books above on the show's notes for easy access. You can check them out on Goodreads, and if you have the means, try to purchase them from your indie bookstore. They will really appreciate it. If you live in Rotterdam, please come say hello to Bos and de Jong at the Phoenix Food Factory in Katendrecht. Even if we don't have a book in stock, we can always order it for you. You can shoot us an email, call us, send us a message. And no, this episode isn't sponsored by the bookstore. I just really like working there, and I appreciate the work my bosses do to make sure we have diverse voices on the shelf. They also trust the employees to recommend books to add to our stock, and that's great. If you live in the west of Rotterdam, I will personally deliver your book at no additional cost. If you like this episode, it would really make me happy if you would subscribe, come talk to me about books on Instagram, or you can find all of my social media at linktree.com/Karina Pereira. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Wrecked, the bonus episode where I either recommend a book or I wreck it. I'll talk to you then.